So, good morning. Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Hello, bonjour. Okay, time to start. Yeah, I know. That's why. That's why I started up. Bonjour. Okay, so, by the way, Charlie, yeah, just to fill in from yesterday, the sofa, oh, here's the French connection. We're speaking about the Asura Haruge Malchus. Yeah, and the first, the Medrash Eile Ezkero comes from a place called Evreux in Normandy. In Normandy, it was one of the Baalei HaTosfos, and his name was HaSofer Shmuel ben Reb Chaim. And then it says Marvitz or Meiroitz, I don't know exactly, Mem Reish Vov Yud Tzadi, from a place called Reutz or a place called Ravitz or Marvitz, I don't know. But anyway, but this what's called this, he's brought in, this Baal HaTosfos lived at the end of the 12th century, in France, and he's brought in Tosis in Menachos and in Chulin and Avodah Zarah and in the Rosh and Sefer Aguda, etc., etc. And he was either related to the Reb Shimon, the Rosh Mishantz, which is brought down very, very often. Yeah, Reb Shimon Mishantz. He was either, it says Oy Tzertzo, Oy Ach. He was either a brother or of the Achbit. So the Eile Ezkero, the Medrash comes from. From France in the late 11th century, from one of the Baalei HaTosfos. Exactly who wrote it is unclear. As I said to you, it doesn't bring down the Mamorim of Tanoim. It doesn't say Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Yitzchok Oimer. I do not know. I do not know. Christnish. You want another clue? Okay. It says here, Hanichtav, right? It says that Hanichtav Bishnas Shud Yudvov, Shin Yudvov, Mehasoifer Shmuel Bereb Chaim Maravitz. Now the year Shin Yud Vov equates to about 550, which was like 600 years before this. What's called, so does it originate from the Zman of the Goinim 550, or does it mean, or is it a mistake? I don't know. Shin Yud Vov is anyway an unusual way to write it because we usually write Shin Yud Tes. That's Shin Tes what? Design for 316. I don't know exactly. I haven't found out any more than that. It can go back to 1190 at least, let's say, and maybe it goes back to the Zman of the Goinim to the mid 500s.
It's a fantasy, isn't it? It's all a fantasy.
I don't know. Who says it's a fantasy?
People died at different times.
Pardon?
These people died at different times.
We have to discuss how you reconcile the names, okay? How you reconcile the names. And we're going to speak, let's start with Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, okay? Start off with the first one. The first one of the Asura Haruge Malchus, who was brought in front of the Roman governor to be killed, together with Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel, was Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel the first Hazokain, and he lived towards the end of the Bais Sheni, when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. And if he was with Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, it starts off Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, right? It starts off with Rabbi Shmuel. It doesn't mention Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Let's go back. There is a brisa that everybody knows from a song from Avraham Fried. It's a Gemara in Brochas Dav Zayin. Yeah, Tanya Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Pamachz Nichnasti Liftai VeLiftim. I once brought the Hakti Ketores. I brought the Ketores Liftai VeLiftim. In other words, he was a Kohen Gadol. And it does say at the end, at the beginning it says, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, Tanya, it's a Braisa, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, so he's a Braisa, he is a Tana. And at the end it says, Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol. So you know that Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, was a Tana living at the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the first generation of the Tanoim, which is the 80 years towards the end of Bayis Sheni. Okay, so that's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Is our Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, who was brought in front of the Roman Emperor, to be executed together with Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel, who would have been from the same period, the first generation of Tanoim, towards the end of the Bais Sheni, at the time of Roman, at the time when the Romans were governing Eretz Yisrael, and eventually they destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh. If he is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, if he is, then there are problems, because Rabbi Akiva, was killed at the same time. And Rabbi Akiva was probably killed 60 years later during the after the revolt of Bar Kokhba, because he was alive still, right, during the revolt of Bar Kokhba, which is 60 years later. And he also had a colleague called Rabbi Yishmael.
After the destruction of Eis Mikdash.
I'm saying he was killed after the... He was alive during the revolt of Bar Kokhba, which was 60 years after the Khorban. Yeah? So therefore, he couldn't have been... Right?
130.
What?
The year 130.
In the year 130. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah? Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 70. I said approximately 60 years later. So if Rabbi Akiva was still alive, yeah, 60 years after the Khorban... Yeah, and this Rabbi Shmuel, yeah, also, how could Rabbi Shmuel be a Kohen Gadol if the Beis HaMikdash was already Chorev and to be killed at the same time as Rabbi Akiva? These are part of the kashas, but there's even more to it, B'li'eda, which we'll explore further tomorrow about Rabbi Shmuel, whether or not he was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha at all. Maybe he was Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. We will see tomorrow.
Started the Turaway Northwest London, Tuesday, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Aleph Tammuz, 9th of June. Harav Reb Shimon Faber Shlita, Rosh Shiva Base Yosef Paris, Biyo Divrei Chazal Shakura Kofar Batura. This week's Torah has been sponsored in memory of Rashaan Nochem Ben of Avram Zichron Baruch Gostchul, with Nishmas our esteemed founder of Yosef Dov Ben Reb Shimon Cholzvi Itzkowitz Zichron Baruch.
Chodesh, everybody.
Chodesh.
And we have the Parsha Korach. Rashi brings the Parsha through the Gafan Nidreshas. Doesn't begin anywhere else. It's a very shvera Parsha. It's very difficult to understand what Korach had, his machlekes with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Sherish is, and we'll speak about that. The Maral writes in Teferis Yisrael, he writes what his chet was against Moshe, says, Ki dova ze ho yochet Korach v'adosoi sho yu koifrim b'toyre b'na shomayim. It's also this Yerushalmi like this. They got swallowed up in the ground. Why? Torah is emes, absolute. That's what Torah is. Because you cholkim al dovo shemitziusa yechrechi, when they contradict something that is absolute, that it's a chrechi, yefshashi yodam kozen nimtzu, it can exist such a person. Lekach they didn't stand up. So vayoydu mitoch hakol vayoydu chayim shoyvo. Continues the Maral, says kasha ta'ayin bedivri koyrach ve'adosoi. Show you chokim al Torah, tinta show you mistakim al Moshe. Acha she Torah hu lechal Yisrael. Since the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. So roi she tiyah Torah hu lechal Yisrael. It should be given directly to Klal Yisrael. Loi al dey odom prati, not al dey individual person. Moshe. That's what Korach said. Zeh she oma rav lachem, ki kol oeidu kulam kedoshim, u b'soichem Hashem. The Medrash says the Korach told Moshe, he told him, "Kulam shamu b'Sinai anoichi v'lo yil." Everybody heard. God's Kozel heard me piak vulo anoichi v'lo yil. So what are you better than us? So what did they? What were they kofing? So you kofing the Torah's Moshe. You're the same as us. But the question is over here, like he starts off, he says, are you koifer? But if they contradicted, they were koifer in Torah's Moshe. So they were koifer in the Torah and Hashemai. That's what I'm asking. To be koifer in Torah's Moshe, you didn't hear more than us. That's a kfira in Tehman HaShemra. And the Ramban on the Parsha also says, he mentions this, that the kfira of Korach was be Mamad Har Sinai, be Torah Mi Sinai. I can mention before this, if you're showing me like that, that the question is, how could it be such a thing? How could it be that he can be koif in Torah Min HaShamayim?
But the deep believers can't
answer. How was he koif in Moshe, in Nevuas Moshe, that Moshe was makabel Torah Min HaShamayim on Har Sinai? How could it be? What's my question? I'll bring the Lashon HaRambam. The Lashon HaRambam is like this. Famous Rambam, the Rabbi, in Hilchos Yisrei Torah, the Rambam writes like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't believe in him because he did oisos. Not because of that we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. That whatever he told us is emes min hashamayim. And he said, Rambam says, why? Shahamamin al piya oisos. If someone believes because of someone that made him a moifus or oifus, yes, believe a doifi. He has another, he can have a doubt in his heart. She yaseh ha'ois belat u bekishu. Maybe he did a kishu belat. Achiz is zainayim tapelu. It's a shmei Rambam. That's a makis. About it, you have to be a shoyt. You have to be a tipish, a fool to say that it was that says hamakis was lot. But yes, believe it, doifi. I'm not going into this part of the Rambam. He's saying this to what he wants to continue, what he wants to bring out. He wants to bring it like this. The very sharp lashon in the Rambam. Sheinenu ro v'lo yizar. Vozneinu shomu v'lo yachem. Ha'esh va'akoylois va'lapidim. V'hu nigash el ha'arofel. Moshe Rabbeinu was nigash el ha'arofel. Va'akol medaber elov, the kivyochol. They heard it. We heard it. We saw it. V'anu shoymen. Moshe, Moshe, lechem olem kach v'kach. The Rambam is marich over it. That the mamish. Einenu ro v'lo yizah. Oznenu shomu v'lo yachar. Bidei b'shterek mit Moshe Rabbeinu. How is it shayach ha'kfir in such a thing? How could it be that Koyach should come and tell Moshe, you weren't the Kabbal Torah in HaShemayim? The Maral, you show me. So you came from the Torah in HaShemayim. Like he says, they were Koyach from the Torah as Moshe, and Moshe wasn't the Kabbal Torah. We can't design as that. So it's a Shver Ezech, a very difficult thing. Also, Rambam in Igeres Teimon, when he writes to B'nai Teimon, they had Shmodus over there, like Zeres. So Rama writes to be mechazik them. So Rama writes that shekol she'ein mamin b'nevuas Moshe. This is what he writes to B'nai Tema. Shekol she'ein mamin b'nevuas Moshe b'chol ma shebo al yodoy b'yadu ha'shel yomdu raglo v'raglo yavoy sov al Har Sinai. That's what the Rama when he gets Tema. He's mechazik them. In emuno, aviseinu, aviseinu, stood on Har Sinai. So we're all Maminim. Whoever doesn't believe, he wasn't there. He wasn't about. So I saw, there's a Yid, Rav Moshe Mod Chashuzing, he wrote a kasha to also to Rav Shach and also to the Stifler. This was old, myself, 30 years ago, I saw. He writes, and they both gave him the same answer. So he asked them from Korach. Korach was Omdu Raglo al Har Sinai. He was Koyfen Toyman Hashemayim. He was Koyfen Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Moshe. How could it be? So they both answered the same thing. A different besignoy nacher. A different, but the same thing you saw it. It's like you said. Said all these. The Rambam is writing. There was Gulas. This is a school. Yisroel, Baminim, Ben Baminim. כל מי שעומדו אבויסו ואבויס ואבויס אבויס אבל הסיני, זה יהיה בסגול נורמל פרסון. יהיה בסגול והוא מאמין, הוא מאמין עם השם, כל ישראל, with all the goals, they'll be go through all the tzores. זה מאמין, בני מאמין, בתמימוס, that's the קדוש עשה אמון of כל ישראל. That's the school, because עומדו אביסינו, ואבויס אביסינו, עומדו רגליהם על הסיני, that gives us a כוח אמונו, תמימו, the תמימוס. But the bechira is not nitol from ha'odom. The person is here in this world. He has avod, he has bechira, and always, if a person doesn't work on himself, on his vidus, learn musa. The person is not mizbeinin. The person is doesn't work on his vidus. So you can always be boicher b'ra. Nothing's gonna help. No school is gonna help. Avoid. Shum davar lo yarzom. The person doesn't, it's not misbeinen, some drachov, some liboy al drachov, nothing is going to help. The goal is the side of the type of the side of Shach, both wrote him in a different. So, Korach also, he had big asogis, he was the Gdele Adom, Amish, very, very big. But there was a lack over there somewhere inside, in the Midas, in the Skane, Kinna. Nothing's going to help against Midas. If a person doesn't work on his. The biggest people, the Arizal, the Ramchal, the Vilna Goy, the Mishnah Berurah beings, and that's not a Musa, because that's when every day learn Musa, and be Mizboinen, Al Drochov. The biggest Hasagas, that's not a person is Bayipach, and the Shaman Menel Goy, but off from the Tachtoin, because of the Midas Chibu, that's Albert enough to meet.
Kasha,
I didn't answer the question.
Kasha was on the Nusach of the Rambam.
Yeah,
the
Nusach of the
Rambam.
Yeah.
Now we're saying it's not the Duah. It could be on
the Rambam. No, I want to say like this. It doesn't answer the question completely. They're trying to say that it's just, the Rambam is talking in general for normal people. A normal person that. This is gula. Amdu Ragavai. Whoa, he won the game. If he's kaver, but nachal. If there's a come to person and he has a tina beligo, he has a kin on someone, he has a sinner. I know. The Rambam's not talking about that. That's where. I want to ask a little bit different. What you're saying is yisayda nitid the chida the yisayd. What they're saying is MS Viyatsi, it's true. But after what did Korach claim to Moshe? It's a statement that Rishalmi, the Maral, the Ramban, that he said, you were Mekabel Torah Lassina. It's a good Lashon HaMaral. Dovah Zohar Yochet Korach, so you claim from the Torah and Asher Mike? How could it be? How could you say such a thing? He wasn't a fool. He was in the Gdele Ador. He was very, very.
He was there.
What?
He was there.
He was there. How could you tell what you're making? You're making a joke. Or you, Moshe, you wore a cowboy to Messina. And he had the Reishon Sanhedrin, Rosh Hashanah, were together with him.
All of
them. Yeah, Korach, they were Gdele Israel. You see, create Anshe Shem. So, he came to it. Because of a lack in midas, but what did he say? What was his time? You are Makabel Torah Messina. What, you making a joke? So I wanted to say like this. These are Ramban in the Akadom. It's a big story. This is a big story. The Ramban is a Marsho.
Did Korach
want the
leadership for his own sake, or did he think he could do a better job than Moshe Rabbeinu?
He had times on Moshe on Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership. So you're giving out, you're making your nephew a nasi to cook me. I should get first. I'm tough on. He had times on Moshe. He said, Moshe, you're giving Aaron this. You're giving your nephew something else. What's with me?
Jealousy.
So the Shirish, the source was jealousy. But the Mice said, I'm tired. You can't. You're not leading properly. That for sure, that's what he said. You're doing on your own, not with P. Hashem, you're doing with
But in life today, there's always leadership problems. Different Hasidic Rebbes, they have an argument when one dies.
I don't have a problem. He can korach and tell Moshe, your nog is not good. You're leading. But my question is, he claimed on Moshe that you want mekabel Torah min Hashamayim. That's my question. How can you say such a thing? It could be because of his leadership. He didn't like his leadership, his anoga. But he already can say, yeah, finish. You are mekabel Torah min Hashamayim. I want to know. Vikem et zogon ha'zaz. Everyone should look at him. What happened to you? You need maybe a doctor of it. And we all saw that the Eibishter spoke to Moshe. But you all by Mahar Sinai, you saw it. And he was Adam Godel. He had a tiny, he had a Torah rights. His tiny. What are you not more than us? The Torah rights. The Rizal says the Tzadik Tomi Yifroch is Sefer Tevis Korach. That means he lost. He has a tiny over here. But it's not neged. Today it's not again. Today you're a kofer. How do you explain it? How do you explain such a thing? It's a kushya gdol. I wanted to say, Gomesh, we all say we have no sog in it. Maybe we can say a hesber in it. Maybe we can say a hesber in what Korach claimed over here and how it feasts on it. This Ramban, ala Torah. In the Hakdomo of the Ramban, Allah Teira, he writes like this, he says, Oy yesh b'yadeinu kabolo shalemes. Ramban, the Rizal says, the last one that had a the Chochmas HaKabbalah, had Kabbalah Shlema was the Ramban. So after that, it was the Rashba, the Rivosh, he said, Ramban was the last one with the Kabbalah Shlema. Dr. Ramban, Oy yesh b'yadeinu kabolo shel emes, ki kol ha-toyru kula shmoysam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sh'ha-tevois mizchalkois, l'sheimois b'inyon acher, ki ilu tachshoiv al derech moshu, ki posuk b'reishis bor elikim, yitzchalik l'tevois acherois, ki goyim b'roish yisbor elikim. It says b'reishis bor elikim, so I can change around the oasis. I can make a different tziruf. And write, Baroish Yisbor Elokim. He says, V'chol HaToyrokim. You're a different tzirufim. Unto these oasis. Milvatzer Refeinu Gematria Yisayim Shol Shemois. So state on the Ramban, Kol HaToyrokulo Shmoisem Shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the oasis, Yerchob Oasis, the Torah was given with these oasis. We don't know the expression, this text of the Chamisha Chumash Torah. These oasis were given. Now who, you can make, the Ramban says you can make different tzirufim, and it would be a different meaning, a different mashmos, a different meaning. Moshe Rabbeinu made these tzirufim, the Reishis, Borah, the Kimeh, the Ganser Torah, all the Sipurim of the Torah. But that's not, but that's the Torah. When it comes down here, it's revealed, it's mezgale in tevas with a meaning. But the shayresh atayu is oisius. It's a very, very hard place. The Maral says for oisius, it goes, everything is called v'lecha echodim. It goes to one point, one nukud. With the soida achdus, the shayresh atayu is a soida achdus. It's lamalu, it's one nukud. It's mishtal shel, comes to Chav Beis Oisius, then it comes down to Tevois with a mashuos. And in our world, so you have a Shoshana Sapporo, Shaimoch Zabitalis, Komene Parshias. I'll give a mashul on it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik says, Menashe, he was a king, one of the Molochim, Menashe was a Rosho. It was a ton of Rabbanon, v'hanevesh asher tasa b'yad Romo. That's last week's parasha. It's Hashem u'megadef. Who is it? Ze Menashe ben Chizkiyo, sh'yo yoyshe v'doyresh b'hagodesh ul doyfi. Oma, v'chi lo yodo lo moyshe, whoa, he was doyresh, he had tainer on the Torah, but he says, v'chi lo yodo lo moyshe lichtem elav achois loytan timno, v'timno oysa pilegesh l'alifas, that's what you have to write in the Torah. ותים מאיס הפילגש לאליף הזה, מי זה מעניין? Who cares? Tinna was a pilegish of a leaf ass. Reuven went, he took, brought Dudoyim to his mother, and his mother gave it to the... That's what he had time is. Sigmar says later why the Torah wrote it. The reason to show that in Ma'al of Yisrael that Tinna was a bas melochim, and she wanted to be Dovek Bizarish al Avram. She was willing to be even a Pilegesh, not a wife, a Pilegesh. Eliphaz said he's a ben of Yitzchak, a ben of Esav, a ben of Yitzchak. I heard once a deal. May Rabbi say, must be the time of Menashe wasn't under Torah. Doesn't tell you why? What is it? Just what type of Torah is this? There's a time on Moshe. He's claiming again, v'chiloi ha'ilo l'Moshe l'chtei v'achis l'tim noise Pilegesh. What do you want from Moshe? You don't like the Torah. You say the Torah doesn't make sense. What do you? The Chilayel of Moshe. The Torah is Sodor, like we said before, is the Shoresh HaTorah. The Shoresh HaTorah is these Oisiyas. Kol HaTorah Shmoisav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't deny that. He knew the Erech of Gdushas HaTorah. The Torah in its Shoresh, in its source, is Shmoisav Shal. It's all Oisiyas. It's Kedoshas. The Chav Beis Oisiyas of the Torah. The Alf Beis is He didn't deny that. He denied on Moshe. You took these Oisiyas and you made a psukim of Tinna Oisa Pilegesh, Leilifas. I wouldn't make such a tziruf. I would make a different tziruf. You make a tziruf of Vayelech Reuven, Dudoyim. I wouldn't make such a tziruf. His time was on Moshe, not on the Etzem HaTorah. It's my mishdei what we're talking over here. So the Marsho, Eicher, the Marshan Kiddush, and the Merdek, the Marsho. Marsho says, Kol Hoylech al Gochoin, the Gemara says, Vav of Gochoin is Chatzi HaTayr Ba'isiyas. Says the Gemara says, what is the Marsho, the Tayr is Nedreshes, 49 Ponim Toho, 49 Ponim Tomei. Dr. Marsho, Mamshad Ramban, he says, Kol HaTorah, this Kabbalah of the Ramban, Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmoisav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, in the Oisiyas, you don't have Mem Tes Tomei. It's all Torah. The Mem Tes Tomei is when these Oisiyas come down and you Metzar of them to Teilos, the stories. So then you can have Torah, Tomei, Arayis, Komenei Parashis, Gzeila, Gneva, Komenei Zach, not Mem Tes Hazoi, Mem Tes Hazoi. Not in the Oisiyas. Only in the tziv of the tevers. He says, what causes that there has to come down here with a memtes, with a right and a left, with a toy, that's the nochosh hakadmoini. The Gemara says, kol hoylech ha-gochoin is the nochosh. Who goes on his gochon? That's the nochosh. He says, so the chatzit teire, the half of the teire in the letters in oisiyas is a vav that cuts the gochon. Gochon is the nochosh. Cuts him in half. So he said, by the Oisiyas, you don't have Mem Tes. It's all Torah. It's a Mamish Ramban. The Marsha is after that. The Marsha and Kiddush. So you have to know, we have a Torah, and the Torah came down over here, and we have to learn the Torah, we have to learn Shnei Mechuzim Betalis, Geneva, Gzele, Parshas V'arayis, Komenei Zachim. About it, the Mem Tes Torah, it's all, we learn the Torah, we put the smile into the mean that we're metahed the tummy, but we're in the oil mazeh with a nochosh, with the yetzahara. So the Torah gets dressed in such a levush of oil mazeh, and that's how I avoid the oil mazeh to be metahed everything, the memte, all the.
So you heard Kodesh of Mokim.
So I want to say like this. This is my point I want to bring out. He told Moshe, we all heard Anoichi Elohim Mipi HaGvura. So he said like this. That's already a tziruf of Oisiyas. Anoichi, the first Dibra. Those two, that's a tziruf.
And he was
master of
that
tziruf. He was master of it. He denied Moshe. We also heard from the Amish that the tziruf of Anoichi Elohim. And you also heard the rest of the Torah. We didn't hear the tziruf. You also didn't hear the tziruf. All the other tzirufim you're making, Moshe, is from your big chachma. He knew Moshe was a big chachma. But if it's only a chachma, that wasn't Yisina. And that's what he tied on Moshe. The tzirufim of the rest of the Torah is from Yisina. That's you. And if it's you, so I can say different.
And the Marcus,
that's the pshat he came, and someone asked me once. That's also kfir min hashomayim. Because the MS is Moshe, but Moshe, all the tziruf of the whole, the entire Torah is with Pei Gvur. Not only he was lacking, that he had a tanya, that he was wrong, that he was a kfir. That's kfir min hashomayim. The Torah, there are, you are...
Now, I'm just saying, the Makkos, in the Torah, it's written all about the Makkos. Korach had seen the Makkos in Mitzrayim. He'd seen the events, and that was all written in the Torah as per how it happened. I mean, so that tzivuf he also was masking.
But the tzivuf he wasn't masking to. Yeah, he came to the... He came with a temeshi, he came with a tanya. Bai yishakulo mole svom, it's a chai v'mezuzah. Moshe said, it's chai. So he said, no, it's part. He said, Tali Shakula Tres Chai. Moshe Rabbeinu said Chai. He said Potter. Moshe said, you say Chai. I said Potter. I have a Kalvachoyim. I have a Svara that it's Potter. That it's Chai. That's Potter. So the Medrash says, Korach told Moshe, at the void of the Lingo, you're making up the what's the Pshah? Well, Islam, if he has a Tayyar, a Taino, a Termin Hashem, he's going with a long distance now, a Shailan Allah. What's the case? You're coming with a Shailan Allah, and it's a Tzitzis. The Tzitzis, he said, so there are pasha from tzitzis. So there are pasha from mezuzah. I would have made the tzirif different. It would be part of you. You couldn't do a tzirif. It's chai. It's not stand you come with a shayuna. Come say that it's a pulpula. Look. They didn't come stand with a taina. That's not the issue over here. The issue is, the Chazal say he was kaifah b'toyras moish b'sinai. The Rambam says two ikarim. The Rambam brings the ikar. You'd give him ikar. Look, the Rambam. Now I'm saying the Pupula, that he tiny, Sadar Machlok is Abayin over. In Tershah Baal Peh, Sadar Machlok is Rebkiva Rebtach in Tershah Baal Peh. See, he thought in Tershah Baksav also, Kezan Machlok is Moshe Mikoyah, how to learn up the Torah, how to be Mitzvah of the Torah. That's Kfir Min HaShomayim. That's Kfir Min
HaShomayim. Who made him such a
global then? Who, Korach? He had big Asogas. His Asogas were tremendous. He was a Chokhem, he was tremendous. About war, HaKoydesh, he was tremendous, but like we said before, it's frightening. A person can have his asogas could be in the heavens, but if there's a lack in his heart, in his midas, chalila, he can fall to shul tachtis. He can fall down. It's a pachad,
it's a pachad.
It's a pachad.
Yeah, you're suggesting that he was saying that Moshe was in the time of the Oasis in order, because he had Nagias.
She said, "You're tzirufim. I disagree with them. I would make different tzirufim."
He wants
Aaron
to be coming godly. He wants Aaron to be the Nossi. Therefore,
that's an anog. That's an on his leadership. But I mean, yes, he didn't only disagree with his leadership.
Yeah.
He disagreed with Tayyim and Hashem. It brought him to it. It brought him to it.
Once
he decided to disagree with him, go still there. I don't know.
So, what was Moshe's problem with making Korach?
What
was
it? The Eibishter told me to make a litzofer and a korach. What's the luchton? The Eibishter told me to make a Aaron Kohen Gadol. What's the luchton? He also wanted to be a Gadol. That's why he told me to bring Ketores. Ketores is the Kohen Gadol, but he goes to Stai B'Livni. So it's loy milibi. I'm not, he thinks I'm doing it on my own. It's the Alts of the Eibishter, and it's not me. So of course what the Shach and the Stai B'Livni said is endless. About it. A person that has a tina belev, he has a lack in the midas, or he can. So, but he can be, his asagas could be in the heavens, b'shamayim. But a cholina could be nirsha, afakel. Vasa mentions grasa, if he doesn't, if his mistake could be bigger, his fall would be bigger. The higher you are, the fall is greater, is worse. It's a shtickler, it's not a steer to the Rambam. The Rambam, when he spoke to Bnei, he wrote to Bnei Tamar, he said that a person that's going to, you have the reform. They don't believe in Torah and Hashemah. You have Kofrim, they don't believe at all. The Jews, they reform. They do different things to symbolize like Jews. But they don't, that's the difference between reform and conservative. Conservatives still believe in Torah and Hashemah. Reform don't believe. That's what the Rambam is saying. If someone, Umdu Ragla, he won't be Koyfer B'Torah and Hashomai. But he was Koyfer B'Torah and Hashomai, but in a different way. He was Koyfer in Moshe Rabbeinu's Tzirufim. And he thought Moshe Rabbeinu's Tzirufim is not Min Hashomai. That's Moshe Rabbeinu alone. The Medrash says, Korach told Moshe, you're not better than us. We're on the same level. Why? Because we all have Mipi HaGevura. Under Chibla year. But the rest, we didn't hear Mipi HaGevura, and you also not. That was the script. The Moshe Rabbeinu heard every... The Rambam in the Yikrom, I'll just finish. Also a question that he asked. The Rambam brings the Yikra Shvi, Ani Mamin, Shenevu As Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, Hoysa Amitis, Vishu Avra Nevi'im. Then in the Iko Hashmini, the Rambam says, Ani Mamin, Shekol HaToyra Metzuya, Atem Yodeinu, Yanesunu, Lo Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipi HaGvur. So everybody asks, if the Iko Shvi is, that you believe in Moshe, in Nevu As Moshe, that it's Emes, called, so what do you need another Iko? That the Torah, all the Torah Mitzvah B'Yadayinu is all Mipi, Moshe Mipi HaGvur. You already said that the Torah is been a B'Nevur, Moshe Ben Nevur. The Torah says, you can believe in the Vuas Moshe is Emes. But who said the Vuas Moshe was to make the Torah Mitzvah B'Yadayinu? The way the Torah is Mitzvah B'Yadayinu, it's all Mipi HaGvur. That's another echo that we have to know. That we know from Koyer. The Rambam and Amshar brings Koyer. So we have to know these things. La'asid Lovoy, it says, הנה השמיים החדושים, ואורת החדושים, נגמינו גילויים עם תוירו, משיח קומס, נגמינו גילויים, תויר החדוש המאיתי תצא. That could be, the new גילויים עם תוירו are going to be צירוף in different oilness, in oilness elevate, on a higher madrega. That over the attacker, the parasha of Arayis will be different, the parasha of Timna, ich weiß nicht. But our avoid it in this world, in the Olam HaZeh we are now, the Matzah we are now. So we have Mem Tesponim Tome, Mem Tesponim Tov. We have the Tzirufim of the Torah here, and we should be Zeichet, we should all learn Torah. And Fakel, with our learning, our Torah will be Mahapech, all the Mem Tes. We'll go back to the Sheroshim and I'd be as good as Tzedek. It's a move from the Torah. The way the Torah is.